The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, says its new guidelines will make flying safer. The new regulations were issued as a response to the long-perceived need to keep pilots from flying when they're exhausted. Ray LaHood heads the U.S. Department of Transportation.
This new rule will afford pilots the opportunity to get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep before a flight.
The new guidelines, which will go into effect in 2 years, call for reducing the number of pilots' on-duty hours and giving them a 10-hour rest period between shifts so they can get at least 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Experts say these changes should have come earlier. Neurologist Aman Sawani says brain images show how a lack of sleep impacts the frontal lobes of the brain, which are involved with complex tasks like piloting a plane.
There's something called homeostatic pressure that builds up as we are awake, and that pressure becomes almost overwhelming after a certain amount of time, to the extent that there is evidence that the brain catches up on sleep periodically, almost unconsciously. And so there are periods of microsleep that occur after a certain amount of sleep deprivation.
Dr. Sawani says dozing off for those few seconds affects judgment and reaction time, and sleep deprivation carries long-term health risks.
Specific risks associated with chronic sleep deprivation would include an increased risk for certain types of cancers, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes.
The new rules apply only to pilots of commercial passenger airlines. The FAA determined that including pilots who fly cargo planes, a large segment of the aviation industry, would add too much to the cost of implementing the changes. But the Independent Pilots Association has filed a lawsuit asking the government to set one level of safety for all pilots. Brian Goddard is its spokesperson.
We're getting more of our pilots that are just saying, I'm tired. I'm very, you know, these flights are taking a toll on me. And one of the things that the new rules do is it says you can only fly 3 consecutive nights overnight. And we're currently in situations where we'll have pilots flying 4 or 5 nights overnight. We'd really like to see that trim down.
The negative and sometimes deadly effects of sleep deprivation have been seen in other jobs requiring long hours, including truck drivers, doctors, police officers, and air traffic controllers. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.